Hey everybody, Ashlyn here. So getting this episode out was particularly difficult. There were lots of technical difficulties. So my apologies if it doesn't seem as polished as some of our other episodes. However, we did have a lot of fun with it and I hope you enjoy. Thanks.
So yeah, Halloween's over.
Yeah, it's sad.
It's Christmas time. Oh, woo! Lord.
Did I blast out your ears yet?
No, actually, you
wow.
didn't. So the thing is, we got these new cords.
Ew!
I'm very excited.
Sparkle, sparkle.
So we shouldn't get any of that annoying like buzzing and or popping. Anything happening, which you guys probably didn't hear too much of because we tried to cut it out as much as possible.
Some of my episodes, we had to leave it in.
It was a nightmare. So now we don't have to deal with that. Yay.
Woo.
Nice fancy new XLR cables.
Yeah. Maybe we should say hi now before we get
yeah,
too far.
Yeah. No, it's okay. I've got a planned like okay. intro and everything
a
this
planned
time.
Intro. Sweet.
I'm very excited. I'm very organized for this one, you see.
I'm not.
So hi and welcome back to I'll Tell Ya What, a spoopy podcast. I'm Ashlyn.
And I'm Miranda.
And yes, Halloween is over.
No.
However,
Christmas is right around the corner.
I was actually going to say the scariest day of the year has yet to approach.
Oh, see?
Election Day.
Ah!
Which is actually the day that this is going out.
Ooh.
But before that,
go vote.
Yes, go vote. Either before or after listening to this podcast.
Don't even listen. Just go. I'm just kidding. Do
yeah,
listen.
come back to the episode after you vote.
You can listen on your way to go vote.
Yeah. Oh.
In the car. Woo.
I like it. But before we get into all of that, because, yes, this is a very festive election-themed episode.
Festive? Like Christmas.
I'm sorry. Like a true American, okay? I like voting.
Perform your civic duty because, like a Lorax once said, nothing is going to get better. It's not.
Unless someone like you cares an awful lot.
A whole awful lot.
Nothing's going to get better. It's not.
I said it backwards. Let me say that again. I'm gonna go back and say it again. Cause like the Lorax once said, unless someone like you cares a whole awful lot, nothing's going to get better. It's not.
I'm just gonna leave in all of the mistakes you said.
No, they have to think I am eloquent and prepared.
It was
two
just,
things I am not.
To start with the nothing's going to get better. It's not.
That's how it feels in 2020.
Yikes. But yes, make sure you go vote. Before that, though, or not before voting, of course, like vote. But before we get into our fun, festive election day special episode. It's not a bonus episode. It's a regular episode, but still.
Hey.
Your usual reminder to rate and review our podcast.
Yes. Go on Podchaser. They're not a sponsor, but we like them. We recently signed up for Podchaser Pro, so now we can get insights and analytics regarding our podcast on Podchaser.
You can tell how in tune I am with our...
If you can't tell, I do everything
you
on
do
the
not.
Other side of this podcast.
Excuse you.
Almost every bit of social media.
She does some.
Almost every bit of it.
She does so. So rate and review us there, and it'll help other people find our little mm-hmm. weird show mm-hmm. going on here.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, please do that. It'll be great. What is going on? Is that the boiler?
Yeah. The air conditioner or the heater or something is having a rave. So.
Yeah, this is the loudest I've ever heard it.
Oh, sometimes it screams. It's a little frightening.
I'm so glad I don't live in the basement. Okay. And on, you know, the note of screams and everything, yes, it is getting to be the scariest day of the year, Election Day. But at least we get a say in what happens. So, like a little bit of a say, you know.
Yee. Dismantle the Electoral College. I'm done. Sorry.
And on that note, Miranda, I'll tell you what.
What?
I'll tell you about the demon cat of Washington, D.C. I'm very excited.
I thought it was going to...
There is a reason, Miranda.
I thought it was something else entirely. She was like, it has to do with some kind of like curse or like a, you know, some kind of thing like that.
Demon cat. My God. I thought it had to do with like, I don't know, curse of election day. Like, oh, voting. I don't know. Blah, blah, blah.
No.
No, it's demon cat. Okay, so technically this is an urban legend, but to remain on brand.
It's a curse.
Because you get, you know, we're the brand sisters. Anyway. But yes, to remain on brand, we'll call it a curse because there is kind of like a curse element to this.
Yeah.
It is perhaps, and the thing is, I'd never actually heard of this before a few weeks ago, but apparently this is one of the most well-known legends in Washington, D.C.
Oh, I was going to say well-known legends, period, or just in Washington, D.C., because I am not from there, nor have I ever been there.
Yeah, neither have I. That's why I hadn't heard of it.
But, makes sense.
You know, there's a lot of ghost stories around Washington, D.C., though, you know?
Well, yeah.
You know, the presidents.
A lot of important things that happened there.
Yeah. And so it kind of makes sense. It's kind of like a, what, like, Bermuda after Triangle? Living city? Oh. I don't know.
After living city?
Well, because, you know, it would be a living city, but since it's ghost stories, it would be afterlife.
I have no idea where she's trying to go with this. I'm so confused.
Look, I'm tired. It has been a long week. And
it's the middle of the day on a Monday.
Yep. Clearly, I'm not prepared for this. No, I am prepared.
Maybe someday we'll go back to recording when we're supposed to.
But I know. Maybe.
But so many things happen on Saturday.
So,
yes.
The story of the demon cat. In the early years after the U.S. Capitol building was built, cats were...
Like 1778? When was the building built?
I know the country was founded
in 1776. Thank you, Hamilton.
Probably in the early 1800s.
Okay, fine. Cheese.
Actually, it might have been before that.
Cheese and crackers.
Probably before that.
Probably.
Anyway, so in the early years after the U.S. Capitol building was built,
yes.
Cats were introduced to the basement tunnels as a form of pest control.
Oh, yes. Because they often did.
Yes.
To catch them rodents.
I mean, we would use Oliver as pest control, but
Oliver sucks at it.
Yeah, he really does.
He's more scared of them than they are of him.
Yeah, which is funny because he's giant anyway.
He's a giant cat. Anywho.
However, there is most of the cats either, you know, died or were adopted or things like that. But one cat is said to have never left, even after its death.
Oh, my gosh.
The demon cat is said to live specifically in the basement crypt of the building, which was originally intended to be George Washington's final resting place.
What?
He does not live there.
They're going to put him in some creepy tunnel?
Yeah.
Ew. I'm glad that didn't happen.
They were going to put him in a tunnel
national
underneath.
They were going to put him national treasure style.
They were going to put him underneath the Capitol building, Miranda.
Imagine if our country
would literally be run off of George Washington.
Imagine if that was part of National Treasure. They have to get the real Declaration of the Independence, and it's actually in George Washington's cold, dead hands underneath the White House.
You know, what if in National Treasure they'd come across the demon cat?
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
It'd be a little bit more believable, honestly.
Than Nick Cage's acting. Anyway. So, the demon cat. Oh, my God.
Of Fleet Street. I'm sorry.
So the demon cat, nicknamed in some accounts as DC. Get it? Because it's the DC of DC.
So it's anyway. Yeah, it's Washington, DC, but you think it stands for District of Columbia. It doesn't. It stands for demon cat.
Washington demon cat.
Sounds like a band name.
Yeah. I mean, well, I'll get into that. Anyway. Ooh. Later. So the entire legend seems to date back to at least the 19th century, which would be the
century. Why?
Because the first century was like 1, 2, 3, 4. Like, what would you call that, the 0th century?
The beginning. That's what it's gonna be called. The beginning, and then the first century, and the second
the before times.
Yes,
before. Except time. They already have BC.
No, not before time's beginning.
That's not how it works, Miranda.
It is now. I changed it.
This is why we don't let Miranda rule the world. Anyway, in
there's a lot of reasons.
In 1898, the Washington Post reported, "The feline spook of the capital possesses attributes much more remarkable, inasmuch as it has the appearance of an ordinary pussy when first seen, and presently swells up to the size of an elephant before the eyes of the terrified observer."
Hang on, the Washington Post existed in 1886?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. 1898.
Yes, but I believe it existed before then.
I heard the wrong date, but still. 1800s and the Washington Post, it's still going
yes.
strong.
Oh yeah. Well, and Lord. this article that it was mentioned in was the it was around the time of this article that stories of the demon cat were first shared openly. So like it existed before this that people would talk about this cat, but this was when it was reported by a news outlet.
Jeebus.
Yeah. And in 1935, the Washington Post also mentioned in an article a worker that claimed they saw the cat. And a quote from this worker is, "The cat was so full of pep that it hissed." Yeah. And okay. They said that the cat was so full of pep that it hissed like a wash boiler as it jumped, mascara-like, mouth wide open, and radio ad-like teeth agleam.
What are all of these words, pep? It's just so peppy. It was a peppy cat. And
it's
mascara-like. Mascara-like. Okay. I have never in my life heard anyone describe anything as mascara-like.
Right, this is the 1930s.
I'm guessing it did like that thing that cats do when they're like, all the hair pops up on the back of their, you know, on their back or whatever.
Like
it kind of looks like, I guess, eyelashes.
I guess. But the thing is,
that's what I'm imagining.
You know, this is post.
With the descriptor, like, mascara-like.
You've heard of like 1920s slang.
Yeah, and I never ever heard anything like
1920s. So
I never heard anyone say mascara like, and I'm very familiar with 20s, 30s, and 40s and 50s slang.
Like, is you though? Because apparently you don't know the term mascara like.
Do you use it that often, eh? Have you ever heard of it before? Huh? No.
We weren't talking about me, Miranda. We were talking about you.
There was just so many descriptors in there.
I mean,
it was
honestly,
super unnecessary.
What got me was the radio ad-like teeth.
That, too. What, like, does that even mean?
Because, like, you can't see a radio ad.
What does that mean? Like sound wave teeth?
Maybe. I think it means just, like, really white teeth.
That's terrifying.
Because it says radio ad-like teeth agleam.
Oh. There's so many. That sounds like me trying to write a paper in high school, you know? I'm just going to add all the descriptive words in to make it longer. Ay-ay-ay-ay-ay. And it's like you used certain ones too many times, so they went on thesaurus.com. They went mascara-like. They're like, okay. They're like, what does a startled cat look like? Oh, ooh, mascara-like.
Okay, we're getting perfect. Off topic, Miranda.
No,
knock it off.
Perfectly on topic.
Knock it off.
I'm upset.
Okay, so the most widely cited story about the demon cat, and this is like in all of the articles I read.
Mm-hmm.
So one night, one of the Capitol building's night patrol watchmen came across a cat, which was not uncommon. Yeah. Sorry. One night, one of the Capitol building's night patrol watchmen came across a cat, which was not an uncommon sight at the time. As the cat approached him, however, it grew in size.
Ew.
Until it was the size of a tiger.
Ah!
It pounced and knocked the man over, only to vanish into thin air moments after.
I'm imagining this guy just got knocked over by a regular-sized cat, and he lied to make it sound.
One source claims that the event caused the guard to run into traffic in his panic. Like, he wasn't hit by a car, but, you know.
Yes, but he ran out into traffic going, oh, no.
And we'll get into this story more later, but I just wanted to touch on, you know, the parts of the legend first.
Yes.
Okay, so later sightings of the cat are rumored to have scared people to death, quote unquote.
Oh, yeah.
But this claim is largely unsubstantiated. The DC is said to explode in a puff in front of its victims, disappearing right before it catches them. And others claim to have been bowled over at the count, or others claim to have been bowled over by the cat pouncing on them and attacking.
Yeah, but it's never actually hurt anyone besides knocking them over.
I mean, I don't know.
So why would you be scared of it?
I don't know. It's a demon cat, Miranda. Would you not be scared of a demon cat?
Well, I mean, if it's not, if it's known to like not actually hurt anybody, it just disappeared. Nah.
I mean, you could get really hurt by being knocked over, Mind. You could like bump your elbow.
I probably, honestly, since it's a cat, I'd probably be trying to like befriend this cat because I want it.
I mean, some people think it's cute and then they realize, oh no, it's a demon and that's not what I'm about, son.
Aren't most cats?
Wow. We're cat people. That's the funny thing.
We're being honest about it.
Oh, man.
I know Oliver's a little demon sometimes.
Oh, absolutely. Oliver, who has chased me up the stairs before, like, not physically chasing me. He just keeps coming over and trying to eat my leg.
Yeah. He did that this morning because I want to give him treats. And then he stood behind me and bit my ankle, so I stepped on his foot. Then I had to give him treats because I stepped on him. I think this was all a ploy.
It was a con.
It was a con. I felt so bad. He looked so, like, what do you call it? Betrayed.
Oh, man. Well, and so the thing is, like I said, there is a curse aspect to this cat, yeah. Right? So the curse part, it mainly centers around like when the demon cat appears. Mm-hmm. So the demon cat is said to appear most often in one of two specific scenarios. One, it appears like an omen right before national disasters.
Just like Mothman.
Well, so there were around the time of John Quincy Adams's death, mm-hmm. on the eves before both the assassination of Abraham Lincoln and the assassination of John F. Kennedy, the night before the Pearl Harbor attacks and 9/11.
Jeez.
And it even made an appearance for the stock market crash in October of 1929.
I'm sorry, that was funny. The guy's just like, by the way. Your money's about to go by. Bye.
That was what led to the Great Depression, Miranda.
I know. I just think it's kind of funny.
That was horrific. What is wrong with you?
A lot.
I'm sorry. The second most common appearance, which ties it into today's events, is around the time of elections, right before a change in political administrations.
Mm.
In the summer, it's also said that the D.C. can be found wandering near Washington's tomb in Mount Vernon.
Maybe it was Washington's cat. Maybe it was his pet.
maybe it just likes him. Likes him an awful lot. I think it's funny to think that this cat like goes on holiday, though. Like to Mount Vernon.
He's like, just going on a trip. Summer. I'm summering in Mount Vernon.
Change of tombs. Here we go. It's his vacation home.
I can't.
Okay, so the evidence that the demon cat is like an actual thing.
Yes.
So the thing is, you were talking about how the guard might have been knocked over by like a regular cat or something, right?
Yeah, and then been embarrassed and lied.
So around the time of that whole story coming out, the Capitol Police Force were known to hire unqualified friends for the Capitol Building Night Watch as favors to members of Congress.
Hmm.
And some would definitely go to work drunk.
Hmm.
So it's thought that the guard who experienced the wrath of the DC was one of these workers.
Yeah, sounds like it.
The alternate version of the story would be that the man was so drunk that he fell over, and while he was on the ground, a cat came over and licked him in the face. And then with the angle he would have, like, the angle he would have been at, it would appear that the cat grew in size as it approached.
Yeah.
But due to the guard's connections to a Congress member, he probably would not be... due to the guard's connections to a Congress member, he likely could not be remanded for drinking on the job.
Yeah.
And so they had to accept his version of events. Which, like, gave it credibility, you know?
Nepotism.
Right? Apparently, it's effective here. However, despite some people believing that the demon cat is a result of the guard's drunken confusion, one of the reasons behind why the legend persists is due to some physical evidence that the cat is said to have left behind.
Ah, mm-hmm. Giant hairballs.
No. So there is some concrete in the Senate rotunda near the Supreme Court chamber that holds the faint imprint of shallow paw prints, like about 6 to 8 of them. In 1898, a gas explosion damaged the castle. Yes. And some of the original stone was replaced with poured concrete. So could it be that the demon cat walked over the fresh concrete, leaving just a very faint impression? Well, no, because these are very shallow.
Or just a regular,
very shallow paw prints.
Or just a regular cat, and the concrete was almost dry, and it's a lightweight cat. And
it was very shallow paw prints, Miranda. It was likely
our
the demon
concrete
cat.
Out back has very shallow paw prints in it too.
It could have been the demon cat, Miranda. That's all I'm saying.
The demon cat visited our house.
Maybe. I mean, he summers in Mount Vernon. Who knows?
He winters in Missouri.
Yikes.
I can't.
So, in another part of the building, however, there are the letters DC scratched into the floor. And some claim that it was the demon cat leaving its initial.
Yes, I am imagining like Aristocat style. Or like the Great Mouse Detective cat style, cartoon cat, taking out one of his razor sharp claws, just one, and scratching very specifically DC into the ground. Unlike, anybody else who has ever lived in Washington, DC could have possibly done.
But who would have done that to the Capitol building, Miranda?
Plenty of people.
Yeah, that's true. Very true.
Maybe George Washington did it. He was, like carving your initials into like... George Washington.
Oh, no. Oh, man. But,
I don't know.
So that kind of covers the whole evidence for the demon cat. But
that's the evidence?
Yes.
The evidence.
Despite, many people claiming that they've seen it, that they've come across it at these times.
Yes.
So the modern demon cat, the modern legend, the myth, the cat, the legend. Anyway.
Mothman.
Catman.
Cat Von D. What? Never mind, there's some controversy. So I erased that part.
Cat Von Demon.
Oh!
I know, I'm going to take that one out. I just liked the play on words.
I know, that's pretty
cool. Anyway. So, the demon cat in modern day. There have been... Although there have been many sightings of the demon cat since, none of them have been officially reported in news outlets since the 1940s. Yeah.
Because the official news now is we're not reporting on that.
I don't know. I feel like
they
should
sure
be.
That could have happened, but we're not printing that.
Why
we're
not?
A reputable newspaper.
What is wrong? I don't think any newspapers are reputable at this point. Honestly.
Yikes.
Just might as well post some fun urban legend stuff, about a demon cat. Or...
Honestly, it might up your readership, because I don't know anybody who actually reads the newspaper.
I mean, technically I did, too, research this.
Oh, well.
Yeah. That's a thing.
Yeah, but, on the average.
I'm not sure. Remember, guys, read the news, but also do a lot of research, because a lot of news sources are biased.
Read multiples.
Yes. Read a lot of them. If you have to, read some wildly biased, but on either side of the spectrum pieces, and then realize, okay, everyone's nuts and here's the real story. Anyway. But despite, not being reported on, which he really should, honestly, the demon cat should be talked about a lot more, I feel like. The legend still persists today.
Sorry.
And it's so popular
mm-hmm.
that it even inspired sports teams. There is a women's roller derby team in Washington, D.C., named after it, called the D.C. Demon Cats.
So it's the D.C. D.C.'s?
Basically. But I thought it was funny, because earlier you said, oh, yeah, the Washington Demon Cats.
Oh.
Well, see? Kind of. Kind of.
I just keep thinking of Sweeney Todd, the musical. Instead of the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, it's the Demon Cat of D.C.
The Demon Cat of the Capitol Building. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
With all of the controversy surrounding this particular election.
Yes.
Will the demon cat make an appearance?
I hope. That'll, make a little excitement. That's not something really upsetting.
Well, really, the demon cat is, he's supposed to be around for when there's changes in political administrations. And honestly, this election is one of those where it really is kind of a toss-up, trying to figure out, you know, who's going to actually win it.
Yeah.
And this is one. The thing is, I thought last election was controversial. This one,
oh my God,
is just bizarre. Like, it's hard for me to really grasp that, you know, it's election day when this goes out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going
to
be there.
It's hard for me to really grasp that these are the people that we have to choose from. Sorry.
Yeah, last election was hard. This one is just disappointing. Anyway,
it's not, I'm not going to get too political about
this. We're not trying to get too political here.
We're not a political podcast.
Not today. Because we honestly just want people to go out and vote and have their voices heard and, like, be
Exercise
represented.
Exercise your civic duty.
Well, more than that, like I've discussed before on, goodness, I can't even remember which episode. But, you know, basically the United States government is supposed to derive its power from the people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the people are supposed to be the ones giving the power.
Yep.
And that's what you do when you vote.
Yeah.
Is you are deciding who you are giving some power to represent you.
And the thing is, I feel like a lot of government officials these days are a little power crazy personally. And also, I feel like they aren't scared of the American people, and they should be. A great man once said, a government should be afraid of its people, meaning the government should respect its people and should understand the power that the people hold. But the only way that they are going to know the power that the people hold is by exercising that power by voting.
Yes. And the problem is that, yes, when we get into these big powerhouses for, in particular, the presidential election, and those powerhouses being the Republican and Democratic National Conventions, that's really when you run into issues like that.
Mm-hmm.
Where it seems almost more like they kind of work like their own companies sometimes.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, a government should not function as big business.
Yeah, ever. Like, they do a lot of business, but they don't need to be a big business, if that makes any sense. But yes, so when you get into your local elections, though, you can start to see it more.
Yeah.
Where, you know, the candidates become less and less just figureheads of, you know, their party. They're actually people who are willing to understand the human condition.
Mm-hmm. And also they live here. So if the people aren't happy.
So, yes, if you haven't already, make sure you look up what's on your ballot.
Yes. I was gonna talk about that. I feel like, you know, people a few years older than me, and I'm on that cusp and stuff, and Even people born who are my age kind of thing, the first election I voted in was the 2016 election. It was the first year, because I didn't turn 18 right before, because I wasn't 18, sorry, in 2012, which was the election before.
I know, that was the one that I first voted in.
Yeah. And even then, I mean, I had already graduated college at that time, but even then, I didn't know everybody else who was on the ballot. I just knew the big two, you know?
Right.
And it's really important to look up the other people.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, I started doing more of the looking up thing around the 2018 election, actually. Mm-hmm. Not even necessarily the 2016. I did a little bit, but it was a local election that I was like, okay, I know I'm going to vote in this. I'm not sure what I'm voting on, though. And I know that once I get to the polls, I won't, you know, be able to look up all the information surrounding it. Mm-hmm. And so I started looking up, okay, these are the issues. This is what one source says about it. This is what another source says about it. And yes, we wind up, our society is very, very biased. Everyone's got their own personal biases. So really, you should definitely read multiple sources beforehand, because it seems almost everyone's working with some sort of agenda nowadays.
Educate yourself.
Yes. Form your own opinions. Make sure that it's your voice being heard. Okay? That's the important thing.
Yeah. I mean...
But it is one way to actually maintain control amidst all of this chaos. Mm-hmm. And there is plenty of chaos, let me tell you. I mean, I'm sure you believe me because it's 2020. What are we talking about here?
Holy Malloy.
Oof. Cat. I'm very interested in hearing it. I mean,
I suppose a lot of people are probably now would probably now hope that they that there's appearance of the demon cat.
I know, but also I'd be surprised if people hadn't seen the demon cat already at some point this year, simply because
maybe they had
how
they
many
just
national
mistaken.
Disasters have we had?
Right? Maybe they haven't. They just, you know, didn't notice because, you know, what's going on outside? A little crazy.
You know, was the demon cat in Mount Vernon this summer? You know, did he even take a break this year?
You know, if you
questions,
if you live up in Mount Vernon, let us know. Did you see the demon cat? Or if you live in the DC area or anything surrounding there, have you seen the demon cat this year? Or just a black cat that may, you know, be quite large.
What would you think that the demon cat would have appeared for the most this past year? Election.
Well, it's kind of hard to appear for coronavirus because that's kind of a widespread thing.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what else has happened. And maybe it showed up when Donald Trump got COVID.
My guess actually would have been like right before Ruth Bader Ginsburg's death.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Well, you know,
I'm still upset about that. Well, I'm like ready to cry.
Well, let us know.
Yes.
You can email us at matterthanacaterpillar@gmail.com or you can visit us at our Instagram at matterthanacaterpillar. We post lots of fun things on there, audio clips and pictures and all that good stuff.
And we're getting to be more conversational on Twitter as well, at matterthanacat. You can go ahead and tweet at us, send us some cool, you know, spoopy memes, or slide into our DMs. Tell us your thoughts. Tell us, you know, what are your headcanons about the demon cat?
Yeah. You could also go to our TikTok. We're trying to be more active. However, we're in the middle of making one TikTok that has taken us literal months because we, you know, quality is our real goal here.
And Ashlyn's been kind of burnt out for a few months on TikTok. Sorry,
also,
guys.
Ashlyn also believes she needs to look presentable, unlike me, who doesn't care. What I look like.
Because you don't look like a gremlin when you first wake up.
I beg to differ. Anywho.
Your hair is pretty today, by the way. No one else can see it, but her hair is very pretty today.
Really? Because I did nothing to it. And I've been... My hair is falling in my face like a bouffant. And I'm confused.
Yes, but like the loose curls of your perm are looking fabulous today. Especially
my perm
in your
that's
little,
falling out.
Especially in your little scrunchy ponytail.
Well, thank you for all the compliments, and we'll leave you with this.
So check her out on Instagram.
Check me out on Instagram.
You can find pictures of her.
That's
she
creepy,
should post a
Ashlyn.
Picture about this.
That's really creepy.
Post a picture of yourself on Instagram about this, Marita.
No.
References. Social engagement. Analytics.
As always, we'll leave you with this. Tell your mom.
Tell your dad.
Tell your friends.
Tell the FBI agent listening through your phone.
And tell the demon cat that lives in your closet. And
go vote.
Good night.
Needed to get that out there one more time.
I'll let that one slide. That one's okay.
Well, now we gotta go vote. You ready?